This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, guys. My name is Michael. Just kind of figured I'd call in and give one of my stories that's happened to me and my wife and my daughter. Sorry for any noise. I'm actually driving home from work right now. Basically, about 2 years ago, we were living inside a small town up in the eastern side of Ohio, and we were living in this two-story house that was converted into three different apartments, owned by the pastor of my mom's church. And right when we moved in, my wife, who's dabbled in a different cult throughout the years, she automatically did not like the house. Right behind the house was basically a baseball field, and the small town. Yeah, I mean, there was one stop sign. There was no stoplight. There was a stop sign. So, I mean, we were out there. And during that time, my daughter, who at the time, I believe she was four, started having an imaginary friend. No big deal. Until one night she had a nightmare and came to our room, which her room was kind of really the living room because we're down on our luck and all I could afford was a one bedroom. So she came into our room and was laying in between me and my wife on our bed. And my wife was asking her, well, what was your nightmare, honey? And she told us that Lily would not stop talking. We don't know a Lily. And then she rolls over and looks at me and goes, Lily doesn't like you, Daddy. I didn't pay any mind to it. Just my personality. I didn't care. Then my wife continued to ask questions. I don't remember exactly how it came up, but she said that Lily crawled. My wife asking, okay, so is Lily a baby? She goes, no, Lily crawls on the walls. And that piqued my interest. I don't like, or I'm sorry, I don't believe in ghosts or spirits. At the time, but it still piqued my interest. And I, you know, what do you mean? And with a dead serious face, she looks at me and tells me that Lily watches me sleep and that she doesn't like me. Needless to say, I didn't sleep the rest of that night, but we would hear, bare footprint or footsteps on the tile throughout the house, and that always just creeped me out, always just chalked it up to the wind, until one night, probably about 3 months after, you know, the initial Lily was initialized, I guess, I had come home from work. I was working third shift, and I had left early because I wasn't feeling well. So it's probably about 2 in the morning. I get home. My wife and my daughter are over at her mom's house out of the area, and nobody else was home. Even the other tenant that lived in the house, she was at work because I actually worked with her. and through the window of the kitchen, which was really our front door, I seen something move, and that scared me. I didn't really think it was a spirit or anything. I figured that, you know, somebody had broken into my house. I actually kept a gun in my car. So I walked back to my car, grabbed my gun, and started looking through the house. My dad, being ex-military, taught me how to secure rooms. So I'm going through there, clearing the house. And in my living room, when I turn the corner, there's a little girl that is standing in the middle of my room, and it, not full body apparition, but I could definitely see her. And she just looked at me, nothing really weird about her, but looked at me and smiled and then was gone. Needless to say, I left the house that night. I went to stay somewhere else. But that's really the end of that story. We ended up moving about 3 months after that. So, loving the podcast. Well, thank you, guys.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.